Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortese with you for another edition of our program, and we are happy today to be able to announce to you we have a brand new sponsor of the program, TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, and the owner, Matt Schultz, is here. And he brought one of his gentlemen with us who's going to be speaking about the carbon monoxide contamination that occurred in Cheektowaga at the Holiday Twin Rinks. He was actually a fireman that appeared on site. And if we can, first of all, welcome you to this program and welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're super excited.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you. You know, throughout the year, of course, we'll be having them back to update us on all kinds of heating and air conditioning related issues, so we'll have them on seasonally. And today, of course, we're in the news with the whole issue that happened at the Holiday Twin Rinks. And if you want to give us a story, you actually appeared on site.
I was actually responded there as part of the fire department. We had high levels of CO in the building, still a lot of people in the building that we had to evacuate out and kind of address the situation, what was going on.
What was it like when you first showed up?
Just a normal day over there. I mean, there was people at the front entrance. There were people still playing hockey. There were people in the building. And, there wasn't, mass chaos or anything going on. It was just, in their eyes, a typical day at the ice rink.
Mm-hmm. But yet there was people that were violently ill.
No, we actually did not have that there. There were some people that were feeling the effects of carbon monoxide, but nothing to what it was originally told to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there wasn't children vomiting on the ice from what I was told?
From what we had heard, it had happened during the day. When we got there at night, there was none of that going on.
Now, the issue here, from what I've been told and what I've seen, is that there was a detector, it did alarm, and the alarm was ignored.
That, I can't answer that. Mm-hmm. We had no alarms when we were there. There was nothing going off in the building. What went on previously before we got there, that I can't tell you.
Okay. So let's get into, the whole issue here. And that is, if you have a carbon monoxide problem, the only way you're going to know about it, more than likely, is that if you have an alarm that tells you there's a carbon monoxide contamination, because it is colorless and odorless. And until you have the symptoms, you really don't know that you're contaminated.
Correct. And that's why, we recommend every level of the house should at least have one carbon monoxide detector on it. We are very enforcing that when you get a CO detector, get at least one that's got a digital readout on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have ones that look like regular smoke detectors that are in your house, but they're just set to go off at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually have a digital readout one, you can see when an alarm goes off, do we really have a problem or is it a bad alarm?
Right. Now, the CO detectors today have evolved. The new technology has them expiring now. Before they would be, you know, you'd replace the batteries. Now they expire.
Correct.
And I think that's probably good because you can, you know, check the, write the date on when you purchased it, and then maybe mark your calendar and then know that in 7 years you may have to, well, you will have to replace it.
Majority of the manufacturers now are actually marking the date of when they were manufactured on the back of the, right on the back of the detector. So this way, you know, every couple of years you pop it off, you take a look at it, you know, we're getting 5 years. You know, we recommend every 5 to 7, they get replaced.
Okay. And so that's really kind of at the core of what we want to make sure we get across to everybody today, is that if you don't have a working carbon monoxide detector, you are putting your family at risk. It's as simple as that.
Correct.
Everybody has the possibility of having a CO contamination, regardless of the age of your home, regardless of the style of your equipment. This could happen to you.
Well, and you know what people need to understand is CO comes from multiple things. You know, everybody looks at it, CO's coming from your furnace. No,
right.
Yes, it does, but there's many things it comes from. It comes from your stove. It comes from the burners on your stove, your hot water tank, your car in the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many things that cause this. It's not just your furnace.
Anything that burns fuel.
Correct.
Yeah. So when you do a check on a furnace, you're looking for what? To see whether there's a CO problem. You're looking for a cracked heat exchanger, perhaps?
Our guys, when we go out, we actually carry combustion analyzers. And it's an expensive piece of equipment that our guys carry, but it takes a sample reading of all flue gases.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we can look at what the oxygen level content is, what the carbon dioxide, what the carbon monoxide levels are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at, is there a problem or is there not a problem? Every appliance burns CO when it operates.
But just to make it clear for our audience, the sources of CO from burning fuel could then be escaped into the house, which could cause the contamination. But that would happen from a cracked heat exchanger, perhaps, or a blocked flue, correct?
Yes, on the older equipment. On the newer equipment, there are so many safeties in these furnaces that if you have a blocked flue, your furnace is just
it's
not going to
shut
work.
Off. If it's a high-tech vent.
Correct.
But an old-style, chimney-style vent.
It's coming right back in your house.
Right, exactly. And I don't know if you know what style equipment was it, what, that failed. At,
I don't even know.
Okay. Because I heard something about it would they were reliant on a mechanical form of ventilation. So I don't really know how that could work.
Basically what that is with the mechanical ventilation is on commercial buildings, you exhaust air out of the building and you replace that air with some sort of mechanical means.
Mm-hmm.
And something somewhere along the line, something failed.
Exactly.
Where they were taking air out, but they weren't replacing it.
All right. If you'd like to participate in this program, we'd love to have your comments and questions about carbon monoxide or any furnace related questions as well. 803-0930 TRS. A new sponsor of the program, and we're very proud to be able to have them become part of our show. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Of course, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at the same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. And if you'd like to email me, you can do that as well, hammertime@cortese.net. Be sure to check out our website at Cortese Construction, cortese.net. And everything we do is there, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our Better Living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, all listed on our website, along with our cooking class. Come home to Cortese cooking classes. You can register today. The next class is coming up this Monday, and I believe we're sold out for Monday. But the next class that we have after that, of course, will be in February. And let's see, where are we traveling to in February, if I could find it? In February, we're making lasagna. So if you're interested in learning how to make lasagna, that's February the 5th, the class after this one. And you can register right online at cortese.net. We'd love to have you be part of that. 803-0930, good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out of pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-674-2189 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-674-2189. That's 800-674-2189. What do you have to lose? Call 800-674-2189. Again, 800-674-2189.
I'm Todd Scanlon. And I'm Brady Scanlon. At Scanlon Jewelers, we'd like to buy your old or unwanted gold jewelry.
Or our designers can turn your old jewelry and gold into new treasures that you'll love.
Gold prices have been approaching all-time highs, meaning the higher the price of gold, the more money for you.
That's right, Brady. We'll offer you cash for your old gold, estate jewelry, and certified diamonds.
At Scanlon, everything we draw turns to gold.
Scanlon Jewelers. 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
When you need a knee or hip replacement, you know it. If you're in pain and unable to do the things you love, the orthopedic teams at Kenmore Mercy and Sisters Hospital, St. Joseph's Campus, provide nationally recognized joint replacement services that can eliminate chronic pain and improve your quality of life. Our advanced procedures, low complication rates, and on-site rehab allow for the best outcomes and a faster recovery. Over 80% are home in less than a day. Catholic Health, the right way to care.
Looking for a job that'll feel more like a career you'll fall in love with? Join Odyssey. From the programming and on-air side if you're a music, sports, or news lover, to the business and sales side that makes everything tick, we need you on our team. Odyssey even offers an annual fellowship program where you can learn to hone your skills from true masters of their craft. Odyssey is more than a job. It's a career you'll fall in love with. Visit odyssey.com/careers and maybe we'll see you around the office. That's odyssey.com/careers.
Why get an updated COVID vaccine? If you're 65 or older, a COVID vaccine can keep you out of the hospital. And if you have heart disease, a COVID vaccine can help you stay healthy. With COPD or other lung diseases, getting a COVID vaccine can keep you off a ventilator. Anyone can get severely ill from COVID, but some people are more at risk. Know your risk and make sure you're up to date on your COVID vaccine. A message from the New York State Health Department.
Seasoned Western New Yorkers know that this is the season for frozen sidewalks, snowy driving, and just about everything frozen. Those in the know go to Lenco Supplies for these seasonal appropriate products like ice melt and rock salt, snow shovels, and insulation to keep you prepared and warm as lake effect snow season comes around. Lenco is ready to serve you with 3 Western New York locations and online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the snow can still go to Lenco for quality, affordable products and the service you've come to expect. Those in the know go Lenco. 1019 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic and my guests in studio from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, a brand new sponsor of the program, Jeff Winarski and Matt Schultz. And TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com is the website. We're glad to have you as a new sponsor of the program, and we're going to use you often to talk about heating and air conditioning related issues. And right now, as we mentioned, carbon monoxide in the news. And we have a caller on the line, Mike in Wheatfield. Good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Is the 7-year life of a CO detector from the date of manufacture or the date of startup? Because every one I bought is made in China, and the date of manufacture is 1 year. Sometimes I had 2 years old.
Really?
They sit in the
warehouse.
Good
question.
It's always safe to go by the date of manufacturing because the sensor that is in there has still been in there. So even if it's been sitting on the shelf for a year, that sensor has still been exposed to air and everything else for however long it's been sitting on the shelf.
Oh, interesting.
So don't they have an alarm at the ending date? You go by that then?
You can't always rely on that.
No, don't. Yeah.
You got to go by the date on the detector.
Yeah.
So from the date of manufacture is a good rule then?
Correct.
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for that question, Mike. Let's see here. We've got a lot of people texting in as well. We'll try to get to everybody. Should a, let's start with this one. How would you connect venting to air handler unit, which is mounted in the basement horizontally?
It's basically going to come back to the manufacturer, whatever the manufacturer specifications are for that specific unit. Venting is all different. It's got to be pitched. You can only have a certain number of elbows or turns.
Right.
So you've got to reference what the manufacturer actually tells you to do to install the venting.
On that point, often the case now with high-tech venting, you see a direct vent through the basement, but based on the distance it is to the outer wall and how many elbows and turns, the piping actually may have to be upsized, correct?
Correct.
To be able to
again,
handle
depending on the manufacturer.
Right.
A lot of them nowadays are 2-inch pipe, but some of the manufacturers still require 3-inch depending on the size of the furnace.
We're going to get into their favorite manufacturer as well as we get through the program. Another texter, though, should a CO detector be placed high or low?
So it all depends. CO detector should be placed high because CO is lighter than air, so it's going to rise. In my own home, I actually mount mine low because I have mine right next to the return register for my system.
Mm-hmm.
So as my system is running and the fan is circulating and I run my fan 24 hours a day, I'm constantly bringing air by the detector. So
yeah.
If there's CO in the house, it's going to make it to the detector.
Another important piece of advice is where they should be placed. And the general rule of thumb is everywhere, every floor, and certainly near your sleeping area so you hear it.
Correct.
Yeah. Because even though it may be produced in the basement, you want to be able to hear the alarm. So I guess I have one in the basement as well, but and that's not as important as the one that's near the bedrooms.
And the big thing also you got to look at, when you get into like the holiday seasons, Christmas, Thanksgiving, things like that, people do a lot of cooking in their kitchen. Your stoves, your ovens, if they run a long time, they put off CO.
Right.
So you may have CO in your kitchen, but be sitting in your living room and not have any over there.
Right.
So you definitely want to get them sporadically throughout the house.
Another texter's writing, can you purchase a CO detector with Flex Medical money?
I don't know that answer. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you can either.
I have a question for Matt. My main limit switch warning keeps coming on when I run my unit humidifier on my furnace. When I turn the humidifier off, I don't get a warning. What can I do to fix that?
You got to look at, how it's installed. If there's a bypass on the humidifier, a lot of people open the bypass wide up, which you're going to take warm air from the supply and dump it right into the return, which is going to overheat and cause it limit the trip. So maybe closing down that bypass a little bit will take care of that problem.
Do you see people with humidifiers possibly over-humidifying?
Yes.
All the time.
All the time. A lot of the times the hardwood floor manufacturer wants it to be 40%, 45% relative humidity, which could be a problem.
Right.
I mean, you're going to see a lot of you could see a lot of moisture on your windows, causes mold, mildew.
Right.
We recommend 30-35% at most.
Right.
It's cuz you could have some real issues if not.
I guess, part of that question then comes the topic or question comes from that is, do you really even need in our climate, do you really even need a false humidification process in your home?
Yes. A lot of the homes nowadays, especially with them being built and being as sealed as they are, and a lot of them now have ventilation from the exterior coming into the house for fresh air, So when you get into the colder months, and obviously it gets drier outside, your house is going to start drying out a lot quicker.
Right. But over-humidification could occur very easily, so you should be monitoring your humidity level.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely, and not with the dollar store humidistats either.
Yeah.
You know, spend some money, get a good humidistat that you can actually rely on, that it's giving you an accurate reading.
We can talk about that as well as part of this whole process of heating and air conditioning. When you talk about humidification, your basement is a huge source of humidity. And we recommend the April Air humidifier indoor air professional cells. It's the only one I recommend. I do not recommend the big box models because those are all made in China.
Correct.
And we know what's happened with those in the past with fires. And the reliability in of their operation and, you know, the dependability of them is not as the same as the April Air.
Correct.
Do you have a recommendation on dehumidification as well in the basements?
Yeah, we use the same product. We use an April Air dehumidifier. You can get some really good ones that are a true 90 points per day or 100 points per day.
And they're American-made, too.
And American-made, yeah.
When we talk about furnaces, you have a preferred brand.
Yes, Rheem. We've been using the Rheem product for around 25 years now.
Okay. And is there a reason why you prefer Rheem?
Reliability, easy of use. It's a quiet machine. We feel it's the best product on the market. Now, there's a lot of good products. It really comes down to the installer.
Amen.
Right? If you don't install it right, if you don't size it right, it's going to be an issue for the life of the product.
So a lot of people will call this show and say, you know, who do you recommend or what brand do you recommend? And I'll say you should judge it by the man who's doing the work and his reputation and his service record. Because
100%.
That's where the rubber hits the road.
Yep.
It's who's going to show up, and are they going to show up on time, and are they going to do it at a fair price?
Yep.
So it's generally the direction I steer people, which, by the way, I want to mention this on the air, as I told you when we met. When it was proposed that you become a sponsor of this program, I asked for some references, and I checked those references, and they were all very glowing. You got very high marks from all of your customers.
Yeah, we try to take care of our customers. You know, my father started this company 37 years ago, and it's always been the same thing. You go in his office, and you got a problem. His answer is always, What's right? What's the right thing to do?
It's
black and white in our company. We go to your house and we install something. And there's a problem right out of the gate. We're going to replace the unit, and we're going to fight the manufacturer to get our money back. We try to take care of our customers. You know, we tell our people, treat the customer like it's your grandmother, your mother. How would you want them to be treated?
Good statement. Let's talk about your history for a minute. You say your dad started the company.
Yep.
So you're in second generation now.
Yeah. 37 years ago. We've had many family members come through and work there. Right now, me and my sister are slowly taking over. We've done a lot of new construction in the area for Morano, Ryan, Alliance, and we've moved on into Rochester too, doing work for Ryan Homes, Morel Builders, Fedic Builders, and always trying to grow and trying to do right job for the customer.
I guess the most important thing to state on that is the first employee that we ever had employed with the company is still with us till this day.
Yep.
37 years later.
Wow.
So, I mean, that speaks volumes. I mean, we got lot of employees that are 20, 25 years that have been with the company.
You know, it's interesting. You know, as we sit here, Matt, you and I are both second generation to our family businesses. And I'm blessed to be able to have my children now all in the business as the third generation. And to continue a legacy is challenging, you know, because you've got to make sure you keep and preserve the core of what the beliefs are from the origin of the company.
Yeah, 100%. And for me, it's my father is, to me, the smartest man in the industry. So I don't know half of what he knows. So every day I'm trying to be more and more like him, right? And I've listened to everything he's ever said to try and, like you said, preserve the legacy of what we have going on. My sister is the same way too.
Now, your father and I probably could share this sentiment. Is it difficult to adapt to the newer technologies?
Yes. Yes. You know, we're implementing a new software in our office right now, and it has been completely hectic.
Yeah, I know what that's about. A question for Matt. How many BTUs and air conditioners do you recommend
for a 2,500 square foot house, and what is your bill score prediction?
Well, when sizing a house, a lot more goes into it than just square footage. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about insulation.
Glass
we got to talk about windows. Mm-hmm. You got to talk about doors, the color of the roof, mm-hmm. what you have for appliances in the house. The only way to measure a system is by using a manual J. And anyone else tells you anything different, they're wrong.
What's that?
A manual J is the only thing in the industry you can use to properly size a house.
What is that, a manual, a book?
It is, well, now it's a program, but uh-huh. you type in the R factors.
I get it, okay. And, I think it's an important observation of that question, though. It's important not to oversize, too.
Yes, you oversize a system. So a lot of old school guys come in and say, we got to put 100,000 BTU furnace in your house. Well, what's the size of the ductwork?
Yeah.
You know, if the ductwork's too small, you're going to cause that heat exchanger to crack. You're going to cause cold spots in the house. You're not going to have even temperatures throughout.
All right.
Sizing is the most important.
I'll let you think about your bill score prediction.
Oh, that's easy. I think it's going to be 31-21. And I don't even think it's going to be as close as that score.
I think you're right, actually. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more with TRS Heating and Air Conditioning right after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tim Wenger. Weather is making headlines across the Northeast, where a storm system will bear down on the seaboard cities. But for us here in Western New York, the storm will only skirt the region with a couple of inches of snow to accumulate, with greater amounts to the southeast of Buffalo, where a winter weather advisory is posted for Allegheny County only through Sunday morning. By Buffalo standards, just a wintry weekend. Complete forecasting on this storm is up at WBEN.com. If we're not talking about the weather this weekend, we'll be scoreboard watching. Two NFL games today that could determine if the Buffalo Bills will secure a slot in the NFL playoffs. Of course, the Bills themselves can amp up their playoff position with a win over Miami tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football. A tall order, says Bills play-by-play man Chris Brown.
As we say all the time, it's a week-to-week league. You just never know what you're going to get. The Bills have been able to grind out four straight wins. Most of them have not been easy, and I think the Bills would even tell you they probably have not played their most complete game, and they're playing an 11-win football team. So I think it's going to take a lot to put the Dolphins away, because they're in the same boat that the Bills are.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown making political headlines as he confirms he will not run for the congressional seat being vacated by Brian Higgins. Brown's announcement leaves New York State Senator Tim Kennedy as the lone declared candidate for the seat thus far. A special election will be held early this year, followed by a primary in June that could feature any additional candidates who come forward. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tim Wenger.
Well, here we are in the new year, 2024. Now, I don't want to put a damper on the new year. However, have you noticed so many people are sick? Yep, family members saddled with flus, cold, COVID, RSV. Wow. What are we here to tell you? It can go a long way to prevent you from getting sick. And you need to keep your family healthy during the flu season, and it requires some extra effort. Smart families are taking steps to reduce particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right. These particles in the air are the transport vehicles that you breathe in that could make you sick. A recent EPA report says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released when someone sneezes. My friends at Indoor Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. They are the only full-service, fully certified IAP indoor air quality company that has the best equipment on the market. And yes, Indoor Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by reducing the spread of flu and viruses. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it's what we've been all about with health. And, you know, let me shout out to Matt and Jeff, because Tim came to us in 1993 and he says, you know, every duct cleaning I've run into is a scam. Mm. And it was the best challenge. And so we showed him, and, you know, so we thank you guys for being one of our contracting partners and all the business through the years.
We just got a plug in for the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier, and that's an important component of the IAP service line?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's like we talk three things. It works. Yeah, is it more expensive? Sure. But it's a five-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, 10 to 15-year lifespan, five times the drying capacity, and it uses far less energy because it's not running all the time.
And then, of course, there's the medical-grade air purifiers, too, to help in cases like mine where I have radiant heat.
Absolutely, yeah. The Healthway DFS technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration, getting down to 0.007 micron particles instead of just 0.3. And the main thing is that it gets people off of medication if they're suffering from allergies, asthma, sinus, or worse.
And there we go with the duct cleaning, which is the most potent way to protect your family with the column duct cleaning nozzle that blasts all the gunk off your ductwork and negative pressure. You suck it out and leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. The extra special Hammer Time discounts for the first Saturday of the new year, Peter.
All right, you left off with the duct cleaning. So we will do $150 off for a first-time customer. And we'll just, the repeat customers, there's been 58,000 in the last 31 years. So those people get an even better deal than that most of the time. And then for the medical grade air purifier, the portable is $350 off. And the whole house unit, the Super V, is $500 off. And lastly, $300 off the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier.
Awesome discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. This number is going to bring you right to his desk. 716-683-3000, extension 303, 683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture. At Town & Country Furniture, we believe in making America comfortable again, one piece of furniture at a time. We do this by only selling American-designed and manufactured furniture, built to last with quality you can trust, and supporting our veterans. As a veteran myself, we want to show our appreciation. Veterans never pay sales tax when shopping with us. It's our small way of saying thank you for your service and your dedication for this great country. And when you purchase from Town & Country Furniture, delivery is free. That's right, free delivery for everyone. Come see us at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg and experience the joy of beautiful American-made furniture. Whether you're looking for a cozy sofa, a dining set, a comfy two-sided mattress, or a lift chair or a recliner, we have it all to make your home comfortable again with comfortable Made in America furniture.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gents. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gems subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gems to escort you down the aisle.
With tens of thousands of satisfied patients across America, it's no surprise QC Kinetics gets five-star reviews.
I'm feeling on top of the world because of QC Kinetics.
I'm able to do the things that I wasn't able to do for a long time.
I can recommend them highly.
I would recommend QC to anybody.
QC Kinetics has changed my life.
I couldn't believe it. I honestly was skeptical, but the pain went from a 10 to a 0.
Real people with real lasting relief from joint pain.
QC Kinetics Regenerative Medicine is regenerating me.
I was super successful, and
I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
This non-surgical approach is definitely the future.
I tell as many people as possible. I am an ambassador. I love QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. No drugs, no surgery. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 716-222-9595. That's 716-222-9595. 716-222-9595.
Well, as winter sets in, it is the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla floor to your basement. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate, and they offer unbeatable durability, and it's a breeze to keep clean. Plus, it comes with a rock-solid 15-year guarantee. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla Floor and leave the worries behind. Give them a call today, Gorilla Garage Gear, at 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
1040 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez, my guest in studio. Brand new sponsor of the program, TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, Jeff Winarski and Matt Schultz. And we're glad to have you guys here and as a sponsor. Let's go through all the services that TRS provides.
Oh, we do. If it heats, it cools, we do it. Boilers, hot water tanks, tankless units, radiant floor heat, fireplaces, heat pumps. We can do natural gas generators and attic fans to help your roof vent. We can replace your old bath fans. Basically, anything that is included in the HVAC, we do.
That's awesome.
We also just open up a new electrical division, so now we can help you out with all your electrical needs, too.
That's great. We're going to be talking regularly with the TRS folks, and today we're started with carbon monoxide. But I want to get into, kind of related to that, the proper venting of a furnace. Now, when you have a conventional furnace that vents through a chimney and you decide to upgrade to a high-tech furnace that vents through the wall, there's a lot to know about that. First of all, you're now possibly still venting your hot water tank through that same chimney. That chimney size needs to be downsized if it's just venting the hot water tank.
Depending on the application, yes. You know, it depends on chimney layout, chimney height, the interior size of the chimney. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that come into it that you do have to look at, but it is something that should be addressed. Is it needed or is it not needed?
Right, because you could have downdrafting if the chimney's oversized.
Correct. If you have an oversized chimney and a too small of appliance on that chimney, it takes a long time to heat that to create the draft, and therefore you end up with backdrafting.
And that could lead to carbon monoxide.
Correct.
Now, when we talk about venting, we go to high tech. Everything is now vent through the wall. We have to be mindful of the height as it exits the building so as to prevent issues with snow?
Correct. And the big thing is, you know, everybody, you know, they want these vent extensions added so they don't have to worry about the snow. You're actually hurting yourself if you go with too big of an extension. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, you got to follow the manufacturer's recommendations as to what you need to do.
Do you think it's advisable to screen the exit points?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I haven't found one manufacturer that will allow it. It actually will void your warranty if you do it.
The reason I bring that up is because I know this happened at my son's house. It's happened to some customers as well, where birds have actually flown into the exhaust points.
Yeah, it happens. You know, it's rare. You know, we've gotten some rodents in them too. I mean, it does happen, but, you know, and we find the covers on there, and some of them get away with it, and the furnace runs fine, but there is not one manufacturer out there that I found that does condone that.
Okay. When we talk about the size of the vent, that's directly a calculation to the placement of the furnace in the basement and the distance it has to travel to get to the exit point and the height it has to be to get from point A to point B.
Correct.
So there's a formula for sizing that pipe, correct?
Well, there is. And again, a lot of it goes back to what the manufacturer requires or what they recommend to do. So we have to take that into account along with everything else. You know, where gas meters are on the outside of the house, where windows are, where electrical meters are, all of that comes into play when we vent these out the side of the house.
You bring up a good point. I've had a caller call in with a problem where they actually had carbon monoxide entering their home because of how it was vented.
Correct. And near it can happen near a window. Yeah. Yep. Near an intake, you know, for another piece of appliance. You know, yes, it can happen.
Yeah. So you have to be really mindful of the exit point.
Correct.
And pay attention to if we have too much snow, although most furnaces will turn off if they're clogged.
All of the newer furnaces, and I can't even say high tech anymore, because even the older furnaces that vent up the chimney, you know, within the last 15, 20 years, they do have safeties on them to monitor that. But again, it's a safety. You know, it's not guaranteed. So it is something you do need to be mindful of.
Let's talk a little bit about the high tech component. I mean, we've all just come to expect that a furnace has to vent through the wall. I mean, that's what we see, you know, day in and day out. A chimney has become somewhat obsolete. I actually did a show on, you know, do you even need your chimney anymore? And when you think about it, you know, if you don't have a wood burning capacity, you know, most fireplaces now are going to be gas. If you're not venting your hot water tank or your furnace or your chimney, what do you need a chimney for? So a lot of times we're taking chimneys down when we do renovations.
Correct.
You know? This reliance on high tech, do you still see, you know, regular 80% efficient furnaces being installed?
Yes, certain applications. Sometimes you go to a house or maybe a townhouse, a 3-4 unit townhouse, and there's nowhere to vent it, right? Uh-huh. There's too many windows. There's too many doors.
Gotcha.
It's too close to maybe they already put a power vent hot water tank or something, so you can't. So we go with an 80%.
You have to go up.
Yep, we have to go up.
That's interesting. A texter's writing in, question for Matt. My furnace kicks on but doesn't light. Is it just the flame sensor or could it be something else?
Oh, gosh, it could be a number of things. It could be your flame sensor. It could be your igniter. It could be your gas valve. It could be just without seeing it, we can't really give you an answer.
I mean, it could be a plug. It could be a pressure switch, a plug drain line. I mean,
they are a good candidate for your health and safety check.
Absolutely, they are.
That is right. And if you call this week and say you heard us on the show, we're giving away a special $89 for a health and safety checkup this week.
So go to trsheatingandairconditioning.com or give the phone number out too.
716-825-9911.
9911. 825-9911. Another texter. What's the best CO detector for an unheated garage?
You know, you got to look at the reviews for all detectors. You know, we have a brand that, you know, I personally recommend to people. You know, it's Nighthawk. You know, that's what we like or I like. But again, you know, go to the reviews. Look at the reviews online. You know, who's had success with what.
Okay. 803-0930. That's the number to call this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. We're back with more right after this. It's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So when someone ever asks me, who do I recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can register right online for your appointment. And also, ask for 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The recent collapses of some of America's largest banks could be devastating for small businesses needing financing. But Swish Funding is there with the funds you need for expansion, inventory, increased overhead, and slow cash flow. If you have at least $25,000 in monthly revenue and have been in business for at least a year, we're ready to help with funding from $5,000 to $5 million with no collateral or personal guarantee needed. Applying takes just minutes with funds in your bank account within 24 hours. Go to swishradio.com. That's SWISH radio.com.
It's Winter Wonderland, and Crosby Stores are partnering with the Patricia Allen Fund benefiting Oshai Children's Hospital. Stop in at Crosby's, where 17 cents of every awesome official Mafia pizza slice, $3 from every Buffalo Box sheet pizza, and a portion of each fuel fill-up to support the kids is a difference-making donation. Visit Crosby's with over 88 locations throughout New York and Pennsylvania. Your hometown choice for fresh, made-to-order pizzas, subs, breakfast, on-the-go shopping, and fuel. Your family-owned Crosby's.
I'm embarrassed
embarrassed to say this. I've been using deodorant on my armpits for 30 years, and anytime I noticed odor anywhere else, I thought I needed another shower, I wasn't clean, or I felt like there was something wrong with me. And then my gynecologist told me about Lumi. It's a whole body deodorant for pits, feet, and privates that controls odor anywhere and everywhere on your body. Since Lumi, I never have to worry about body odor ever again, anywhere on my body. And that reassurance is worth every penny.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code PENNY and get an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, free product of your choice, and ships free with code PENNY. LUMEdeodorant.com, code PENNY for an extra $5 off a Lumi starter pack. Love it or return it for free. That's LUMEdeodorant.com, code PENNY. LUMEdeodorant.com, code PENNY. That's LUMEdeodorant.com, code PENNY.
Hey, it's Janet Snyder. At Pure Dental, you can have full mouth restoration and permanent ceramic teeth in just 4 hours, all while gently sedated. The Forever Smile system is minimally invasive, using 100% digital technology. Pure Dental's caring team and streamlined process ensures you save time, money, and unnecessary pain. Say hello to a confident smile that lasts a lifetime. Restore your smile today with Pure Dental. Visit PureDental.com or call 333-PURE to schedule your personalized consultation today.
Hey, are you ready to experience total comfort in your home? Look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnitures and air conditioners, ensuring your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. That's not all. We're thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installations of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for hot tubs. Whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort. It's about making your home the best place to be. Warm, warmth, coolness, power, TRS, your total comfort solution, online at TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com. And right now, if you check with them on their website, you will get a discount on your health and safety check. It's reduced to $89 for you, our loyal Hammer Time Radio listeners. It's TRS Heating and Air Conditioning.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
10:51 is Hammer Time. Welcoming a new sponsor to the program, TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. We're glad to have them become part of the show. We'll be featuring them regularly on issues related to heating and air conditioning and other services they provide as our resident expert on the subject matter. And if you have a question this Saturday morning, 803-0930, you still have time to get in. A texter is writing, a question for Matt. A tennis ball fell into my chimney while playing with the dog. Is there a cause for concern? Do I need to get it out? Worried about fire.
I have several questions for him. was it the chimney on the roof? If so, how did you get the ball in there?
Yeah.
I mean, good throw. You must be one heck of an athlete. And I'd like to know if you want to play in my men's league softball team this year. Because we could use some actual athletes. It is a cause for concern. The heat that's in there could cause that tennis ball to catch fire and could cause a fire in your house.
What about
blocking
the flow?
Blocking the flow, which could lead to carbon monoxide.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And we don't know, is it a wood-burning chimney or is it the furnace?
If it was PVC coming out the side of your house, his furnace would not be working.
Imagine the shot it would take to get that into a PVC vent.
Yeah, no kidding.
Again, we want him for the softball
league.
Yeah,
we need him. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to make a light of that because that certainly is a hazard that needs to be rectified. I guess what do they need to do? They'll probably need to disconnect it. Well, again, making the assumption that it's a conventional fireplace, it would disconnect at the point of connection between the furnace and the chimney, the masonry chimney.
Yep, and then get inside of there. A lot of the older chimneys have cleanouts on the bottom, so, I mean, they may get lucky and be able to just open up the cleanout and, you know, the ball be laying down in the bottom.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you got to take everything apart and get in there.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't let that sit because you could be... You know, and hopefully you have a carbon monoxide detector as well because, you know, I'd be worried about the blockage causing an issue with carbon monoxide contamination. What do we cover on our health and safety check?
There's many things that we cover. You know, you get a lot of companies that come out and do them. you know, and say that they're going through it, we truly do. It's about 27 points that we go through on the furnace and check from all of your motors, the electrical voltages, the amperages, the gas pressure, the burners, the flame sensors, igniters, switches, drains. I mean, there's multiple things that we go through. The biggest thing that we do that sets us differently from everybody else is we do that combustion test. Mm-hmm. And that combustion test on there will give us the exact story of what is going on, what the condition of that system is, and is there any need for concern.
Awesome. You know, a lot of people are reluctant to have a checkup done on their furnace because they think they're just going to get upsold.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not that. You know, our technicians are not salesmen. Yes, they're going to make recommendations. If they find something wrong, they're going to tell you that, you know, this should be addressed. But our guys are not salesmen. That's not what we do. We're out there to look at them, fix them, and maintain them.
I think any serviceman that does that loses credibility instantly because they're not there to service you. They're there to sell you.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, it's... Again, you know, systems are not what they were years ago. They're not going to sit in a corner for 30 or 40 years and just run and you don't have to do anything with them. There are things that need to be addressed every year and recommendations that the manufacturer states every, you know, couple years need to be done.
Do you see that being more of an issue with things being more electronically based?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, the biggest thing, too, is a lot of people, you know, a furnace that's 6 months old is not new anymore. You know, mm-hmm. that furnace has run thousands and thousands of times. Take mm-hmm. go outside and start your car 1,000 times mm-hmm. and see how well that car is going to respond after that. There's things you need to do. You got to maintain this equipment.
We touched on sizing. Sizing is so vital to proper lifespan.
Yes. Correct. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the most important thing. Every call we go on, we do what's called, like I brought up before, was called a manual J to size the unit properly. Mm-hmm. Bigger is not better. Mm-hmm. It needs to be sized correctly.
And the downside is that the short cycling could lead to a shorter lifespan.
Yeah, just like your car. The starting and stopping is bad. You want that unit to run. It's designed to run. That's how you get the life out of the unit. That's how you get the efficiency out of the
unit. That's interesting to look at it that way because the start and stop is really what shortens their life.
Yep. Correct.
Yeah. When we talk about sizing, that for furnaces, that obviously for air conditioners as well, as we mentioned already, so the two go hand in hand for the sizing.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. When we look at the issue of electrifying our world, you know, moving away from natural gas, and it's happening in new construction. You know, do you have an opinion about this movement? I have obviously a very strong opinion against it because I don't think our grid is ready to support, you know, this electrification. But the loss of natural gas as a heating element, you know, are we going to suffer as a society when we lose that?
We think so. In our Absolutely. Company, we all think the same way, yeah. yes. Yeah. Just like you said, the grid can't handle it. And now we're going to go into older homes to go all electric, we're going to have to upgrade panels.
Yeah.
You're going to have to upgrade ductwork. We're going to have to put bigger units in the house to handle it.
Yeah.
Some houses, multiple units.
And it's not going to save you money.
Thankfully, they backed away from that mandate, and it's just new construction is what they're starting with. Yep. And that's happening. That's happening, I believe it's January of 26.
Correct.
That's when that kicks in, and anything built as of that date has to be 100% electric. What's your feeling about using, you know, ground temperature and for heating?
We really haven't gotten into the geothermal end of it. You know, I mean, it works. We've seen it out there. We know it works. Just not something we've really gotten a lot into yet.
Yeah. I mean, we may be forced into looking that. You know, I've done shows on geothermal, and it seems to be a very practical system for operation, you know, in terms of lifespan, cost of operation, very few moving parts, if you will. But the infrastructure is the issue.
Yeah. Correct.
And it's expensive to install. However, there are incentives right now to overcompensate for that. And I guess if you're building a new house, maybe you might want to think about geothermal as a way of avoiding having an electrical heating system. How else would you heat a house if you can't use gas and you can't and you're not going to go with a geothermal? What else would you do?
You got to put a heat pump in.
Yep. Yeah. And that's 100% no electric.
It's 100% electric.
Yeah. And when we talk about cost of utility, that's another issue here that's being kind of ignored. Is electrical consumption is more expensive than gas?
Correct.
Yeah.
It is. And if we're gonna, you know, what if say you have a 2,500 square foot house and we heat it with a 60,000 BTU furnace, to be able to heat it properly, heat pump, that unit is probably going to be close to double the size. So now that's going to use a lot more electric. than it did before. It might end up costing you more money in the long run.
By the way, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show. I did invite New York State Electric and Gas to come on the show, and they turned me down. They said that it would be too much of a promotion to have them on the air. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't to me. And we were talking about smart meters last week, and that's what led to my calling them to invite them to be on the air. Smart meters now, with radio frequency, feed the information of the meter reading back to a central reporting station without a meter reader having to come to your house. And apparently there's some concern about the safety of smart meters as far as health safety. So I did invite them to be on, and they turned me down. So let that be a matter of public record. I'd like to thank Matt Schultz and Jeff Winarski from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning for being here today and for becoming a sponsor of the program. We're looking forward to working with you in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right. TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com. Again, you get that discount on their health and safety check. Check it out online at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. We have our Bills prediction. We said, what, 31-21?
31-21.
I'm going to go with that as well, 31-21.
I agree.
All right, go Bills. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.